Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest, reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe, I get to choose which projects I work on, so I'm in control of what I work on. And if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, BetterHelp.com/mascara. Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara.
Hello and welcome to Fat Mascara. What's up? I'm Jess.
What's up, everyone? I'm Jen. Hi. Welcome to our beauty podcast.
Happy summer. How's it going?
It's hot.
It's very humid.
Nobody came for the weather. Sorry. I did say to you, though, as we came on, I was like, I don't think my hair has ever been frizzier. There's so much moisture in the air here in New York City. Like, it's been raining nonstop, but it's also 90 degrees that I have, like, very full hair right now.
It's sultry. The weather is sultry. It's very sensual and sultry.
Oh, are things sensual over at the Matlin households this summer?
I went out for a walk last night, and I was like, I came back. I went by myself, and I came back. I said, Jeff, I said, you got to get out there. I said, it is very sensual outside.
Oh, I like that. Mm-hmm. That's a new rebrand for muggy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You guys, the weather's not muggy and humid. It's sensual. It's moisturized. It's plump. It's like a hyaluronic acid just in the air.
It's dewy. It's dewy. I'm trying to find the silver lining. Anyway, are things all right? Things are all right?
Things are all right. I've been out and about. I hung out with some beauty people this week. I ran into your wedding makeup artist, Daniel Martin.
Oh, that's right. He had a big event.
I don't think he was even, he just happened to be at the event I was at. I don't think he was hosting or anything. But you know what we ended up talking about with him and some other makeup artists I was talking with? This SAG strike. I had not even connected the dots that all of our makeup and hair friends that service Hollywood and that are part of movies and television, the guests that we've had on, are sort of out of work until these strikes end. As you know, the writers in Hollywood are on strike. I talked about that with a guest earlier this summer, but now the actors are as well. We see you, we hear you, we feel for you in solidarity to all of our beauty friends that are in Hollywood, because I know this is tough on them too.
Yeah, I would love to hear from some if you are. I know we have a lot of listeners who are in the industry. I'd love to hear how this is affecting them. Well, it's funny. I was out to dinner. I went to go see Back to the Future, the musical. My really good friend, her boyfriend is a producer. So she was so nice. She organized a group trip for us to all see it. And I was across the table. We had dinner before from somebody who works in Long Island City. Long Island City is in New York. And that is where she was explaining like so many studios are, like television studios are. So she works for like Long Island City, like the
tourism board.
Not the tourism, like she's going to like kill me when she, if she hears this, but like the, not tourism, but like the city, like making sure everything is like the growth of the town. And I don't know, I'm not explaining it well. She was saying how everything is like shut down because there are so many television studios there. And she was explaining just like everything from like the coffee guys to the lunch places. Yes. And like, yes.
The drivers, the
key
everything. Grips, mm-hmm. The craft services. And of course, the beauty community.
Exactly. Exactly.
And it's not even the shows. One of the makeup artists was telling me it's like the press. Because if you're on strike, you're not going to do your press tour for whatever movie that maybe is already out. And they get hired, of course, to do a do and go. I love when I learned that. A do and go for makeup.
What's a do and go? Oh, a do. I just learned that the other day. That's so funny.
I feel like we've talked about that on the podcast before. We had a makeup artist on who kept saying it as if we knew what it was. But
a
like
do and go.
Instead of a photo shoot that's all day where they're there touching you up, it's like, or they're going with you from venue to venue. They do it and you go.
A do and go.
It is a do and go.
I'm going to try to incorporate that in my daily life. Like,
as
I'm
going to
do and go.
Do and go?
We'll find a way. It's like, you know, when you go to like a party, it's like, I'll do a drive-by.
Yes. I'm going to do and go.
I'm going to eat and go.
Well, as the daughter of a union boss, shout out IBEW.
You sound so mafioso, a union boss.
Yo, IBEW is. But here in the United States, the IBEW is the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. As the daughter of a former union boss, because he's retired now, I am in solidarity.
Hey, you're always, once you're in, you're in.
Right?
Former union boss, come on.
The creatives out in Hollywood. So yeah, that. Also, Jess, I loved your interview with Poppy King on Friday.
Oh, thank you.
It was so good. It brought, you know what I was thinking about? This actually didn't wake me up last night. I think the heat woke me up. But then I started thinking about this and I wanted to talk about this with you and with the fam. So I had just finished listening to your episode when I recorded my coming episode that's coming up on Friday. And you and Poppy were talking about, it came up like there's so much stuff, all the celebrity lines and everything like that.
I love Poppy because she has the courage to say it. And so few people won't because for obvious reasons. Keep going.
That was a vein throughout the whole interview. But then I realized that the person I'm speaking with on Friday is indeed a celebrity with a skincare line. And I was like, okay, this is going to be a disconnect for people. But I don't think it is as much as it might seem. And I wanted to talk about that. I'll just tell you right now, it's Ayesha Curry. She has a skincare line. We'll talk about it on Friday with her. But this is what I was thinking about. Do you think our listeners wonder why we have on the celebrities, which celebrities we choose and what time we have them on and that? Or does everybody know how it works?
You know, maybe. I think sometimes some celebrities is kind of like, well, they're everywhere right now or like they're overexposed. You know, I'm not speaking to one particular, but, you know, sometimes, you know, you see someone just kind of everywhere. It's like when somebody's on a talk show circuit.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, you see, like, Emrata everywhere or Megan Fox is everywhere. Well, it's like, well, they're promoting something or...
Always. Even if it's not clear to you. It might be pretty clear to Fat Mascara listeners because it's usually like, oh, they're selling their skincare line, so of course they're going to go do interviews. I would love to be able to call up Zendaya and be like, hey, let's just talk beauty culture, you know, or some celebrity that I was interested in. It's just not how it works. They aren't putting themselves out there unless they have something to promote, whether it's a project or something they're selling. And so when we either approach celebrities who we want to have on the show or they approach us because they want to be on the show,
it is usually when they have something to sell. And like, I'm not going to, I guess that's kind of, I don't know. Are we part of the machine that is then pushing their products? I want to put out there that like, no, just because I'm having somebody on to have a chat with them and interview them, I don't, honestly, I don't care if you buy their products. That's not why I'm having them on the show. I would like to, sure, help them out. They're going to give an interview while they talk about their products. Sometimes the products are interesting. Sometimes we like them. But it's more like, I want to talk beauty culture. I want to talk about the first product you ever tried. I want to talk about like your favorite treatments and other products that you like and all the beauty stuff that we talk about, like serious stuff too, not just their products. I was just like in the middle of the night, I was worried that the Fat Mascara listeners were thinking that I'm just like out here shilling celebrity skincare. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I do.
Did you ever worry about that when you were at magazines? Because we would do profiles for celebrities tied to whatever project.
Well, no, because I didn't create the magazine. You know what I mean?
I'm just following orders.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's no, I, and you know, I had the opportunity to meet some amazing people. I mean, obviously some people, you go to the event and it's like, okay, there's a celebrity that I'm not interested in. Okay, you're there. And then some people were absolutely incredible. Like the other day I was talking to Jeff and I was like, oh my God, I'm so tired. And I was like, I don't know what was wrong with me, but I was up at 1 o'clock in the morning watching a YouTube video of Rooney Mara talking to like Conan O'Brien from 10 years ago. And he was like, what? And he's like, didn't you meet her? And I was like, yes. I got to interview her for like Givenchy and it was in a hotel room, but like her PR, the PR for Givenchy was like right next to her. Did we have a thoughtful conversation? Not really. It was, you know, but she told me like where her favorite food place was in the Lower East Side. And it was so, so cool, but it was not like, sorry, I feel like getting the question. Oh, like, yeah, we got to interview people, but it wasn't like on our terms, really. It was like, you have 10 minutes to answer these questions and the person's breathing down your neck and you've got to bounce. And then there's another journalist right behind you. So to have an opportunity like this to really ask the questions we want to ask and not have to plug X, Y, and Z is really special, and to choose who we want to have. Yeah.
And we do choose. I mean, trust us, we've turned down celebrities or lines where I feel like they just, somebody gave them a line, they slapped their name on it. I don't want to be privy to that. Like, especially what Poppy was talking about, just being true to yourself and then people will connect with that. So I feel like we try and be selectful, and I just wanted to put it out there in case anybody like listens to that interview and then they hear me chatting with Aisha, which was very fun, by the way, and are just like, how do they reconcile those two things? Because I myself had thought about it, but anyway, I'm just being transparent with the fam.
I'm desperate for Rooney Mara to come on. I don't care. She could talk about her garden.
She could sell whatever she wants to
sell. She could sell me a cup of dirt from
the Rooney Raider. The Rooney Dooney skincare line.
You know what I picked up from her Conan interview that I just want to like put out there? I ended up spending $20 at 1 a.m. standing outside my shower with, God forgive me, the water running because I was so entranced. An Enneagram test.
Oh, yeah, the Enneagrams.
Yes, because she said,
did you do yours?
Yeah, I did.
What are you?
I'm not sharing my number. Are you kidding? No. She said, David Fincher makes everybody do their tests before he films with them so he understands who he was working with. So I did the test. I didn't do the test with the water running, but I was like, oh, I'm buying the test.
You don't have to buy it. I think there's free ones. I did a free, maybe that's the
I didn't
real
know.
One.
It took me a really long time. But it's really interesting. And then you get this huge download of information that's almost like getting like a whole chart. It's almost like getting your astrology like
Susan like Myers-Briggs. Give it to me. Oh, love the Myers-Briggs. We used to do them in the office at Mary Claire all the time. Like anytime there was
that's
new one.
Cool.
Everybody in the office would do it. I don't know why.
Oh, that's cool.
I think that's why people love astrology, because it tells you about you. It helps you give a worldview to like look out at the world of like, hey, yeah, it does make sense I do that thing I do. Like it's nice to have like something to lean on and be like, that's why I do that.
And how to notice what
how maybe, to communicate based on who you are.
Yeah.
Thanks, Rooney Mara from 10 years ago for
it
that
was
little
worth
tidbit.
Staying up late. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, so Friday, good interview. That'll be there. But it's Wednesday and we're here with the beauty news and all the good stuff that we usually do on Wednesdays when Jess and I catch up with you all. So should we get into the podcast?
Let's do it. Okay, everyone, we're going to do the news. I just want to sort of set the tone, because I know we can be quite jubilant on Fat Mascara, that the news is going to be a little heavy, and then we're going to bring you into the light, okay? I also just don't want to seem insensitive, because we are going to be quite light at the end. But it's quite heavy to begin with. So beauty salons in Afghanistan, perhaps you've heard, have been given 1 month to close. The Taliban has ordered them to shut down. They have to close by July 27th. So this means women are losing their financial independence. They're losing connection with other women. And if women have to just basically figure out how to put food in their mouths, put food in their family's mouths, they're not going to be able to think about some of those bigger picture issues. I mean, I don't know how much they can do with their hands tied behind their backs.
They are salons and hair salons, but salons in the name of like the French way of a salon, like where people get together and talk about important issues and connect. There are so many downsides to that sad news.
So if you do even just the lightest Google, you will see many videos or, you know, look on TikTok, wherever you want to get your news, you'll see a lot of firsthand or read about a lot of firsthand testimonials of the crushing effect this has on women's safety, children's safety, and men's safety and well-being as well, because a lot of women have become, this is interesting, and I didn't really think about this, in the past year or so, they've become the breadwinners for their families as a lot of men have lost their jobs. So the effects are just absolutely devastating, and it's just horrifying. So important news to know. Okay, so sorry to kind of give blow by blow here, but important beauty news. I want to take a moment to really kind of, let me reframe this, really recognize the passing of a great gifted beauty talent who left us this month, Olivier Pichot. He is a master perfumer with Givaudan, and per a release from Givaudan, he passed at the age of 57 after, quote, fighting against a lung disease. So if you're listening to this podcast, there is no way that you didn't experience Olivier's work or know it. He created the fragrance 1 Million by Paco Rabanne, which has received many, many awards. It's just super iconic. The Diptyque 34 collection, which is, I know, Jen, you definitely know this and love it.
Obsessed with that one.
Diptyque Eau de Somme, Fleur de Peau, and Orpheon, and also Higher by Dior. So again, his name is Olivier Pichot, 57 years old. Do check him out online and read about him and all the different fragrance sites. I've already seen a lot of tribute videos that are really, really beautiful.
What a legacy to leave behind, though. The idea that your scents will live on and such a central like thing that's like a part of you and a personality. Like your his personality is in each one of those perfumes.
That's a really beautiful way of saying that, Jenny. I didn't think about it that way. Sorry to, again, start the news so heavy, but I felt that everybody should know. Okay, on a much lighter note, is it time for us to start composting our lipstick? Well, MOB Beauty thinks so. Considering that lipstick has a lifespan of about 400 years, and that includes the plastic and everything. I was confused by that data.
Not the waxy bullet part, but the packaging.
Yes, but it's about 400 years, depending on how much light it's exposed to and everything. MOB Beauty, or Mob Beauty, has come up with an alternative. Now, if this whole conversation feels like deja vu, Poppy King, who we just had on last week, talked about the horror of single-use plastic and how lipsticks are a huge part of the problem. We've got to get away from this, says Poppy, and apparently so does Mob Beauty. So it's the plastic resins, the magnets, the mirrors, the coatings, the plasticized metals. All of this makes it really hard or impossible for lipsticks to break down and recycle. And it all ends up in this landfill where it takes it forever to decompose. So Mob, I'm just going to call it Mob, okay? Mob created this packaging that's durable enough to hold the formulas, but enough to break down. I watched a video.
I watched the video too.
Did you watch it?
Because
co-founder
Alicia Gallagher.
Burying
the products. Go on. Not to steal your thunder.
She buried it. It was like a great video. I was like, okay, these people are serious that they've like sent us a video of them burying the lipstick in the dirt.
And like, then she comes back to check on it.
Yeah, it was gone. It was like,
I mean, it wasn't quite gone yet, but it was on its way to being.
It was all nasty. Yeah, it was all nasty. It wasn't gone like potting soil, but couldn't hold it and put it on your lips. So it was super cool. And while it's not like the entirety of the lipstick industry is moving towards this tomorrow, I found it really encouraging that within a period of 10 days, two brands are shouting about this problem. So I don't know. I want to be an optimist, especially right now. I want to be an optimist and think that people are going to think beyond, okay, we've got to do a refill for our heavy lead bullet.
Every time we write, and every time we cover a refillable thing, I get DMs from the Fat Mascara family and they're like, do you really ever buy the second refill? Which is another thing to think about.
So yeah.
So let's make the first product biodegradable.
I don't want to knock refillable lipstick because I do think it's a really...
But this is an even better...
Exactly. Exactly.
I will say, if you're listening to this on Wednesday, the 19th, the lipsticks come out tomorrow, the 20th. So
yeah.
I already ordered, pre-ordered, so I have not tried it yet, but like, I'm very excited about this. Wouldn't it be cool? Because you know how Poppy ended on an up note, like, I feel like social media will find its way. Well, so in 1,000 years, it will be this like sorry point in human history from like 1880 to 2050 when they made all that trash. But it will just be maybe 150 years. And then we will have fixed a lot of this stuff. We'll have biodegradable. And like in 1,000 or 100,000 years, it'll just be this one blip in human history when they didn't yet know how to do stuff and the Industrial Revolution screwed it up. Wouldn't that be nice?
I hope so. Like the Dark Ages, like, can you believe?
Yeah, there'll be this layer of trash and everybody will be like, oh, remember the humans from the 20th century? They were a mess. But we figured it out. So this is a step in that direction.
I hope so. I really hope so. Okay. And we'll think about, Alexis is her name, the co-founder?
I think it's Alicia. Is that her name? Alicia, yeah.
Gallagher. Alicia. We'll think about Miss Ma Beauty as one of the forerunners.
Okay. Slow your
roll. Bearing the lipstick.
A revolution just happened. No, but it is progress. It is progress.
All right, let's shift gears. Now, there has been a lot of hype about Barbie this month, but can we talk about wheelchair Barbie? No. Let's talk about wheelchair Barbie.
Yes, let's.
Now, there actually was a wheelchair Barbie, like a Barbie doll, but I'm talking about Madison Lawson, who is a journalist and disability activist, and she is now collaborating with Winky Lux for Disability Pride Month. How fantastic. So if you don't know her, just check her out on Instagram, at Wheelchair Barbie. She is gorgeous. She is talented. I do remember a lot of her writing for Teen Vogue.
Her handle, by the way, well before this movie came out.
Oh, yeah. Thank you
for
saying
that. My snort was for all the Barbie propaganda, just so you know, the movie and all the Barbie products and all the press
propaganda. Yes. I've got to say, there is no marketing campaign like that campaign. But go see the photos. She looks absolutely fantastic. I want to just tip my hat to Winky Lux, and Wheelchair Barbie Madison has been doing her thing for way before the Winky Lux campaign. But I think my suspicion is we're going to see way more marketing awareness for Disability Pride Month. And I'd like to see more beauty brands doing that.
And doing ability inclusive lines and products. I love it.
Now, I wasn't aware that she'd already worked with Olay on a campaign for their adaptive easy open lid. So I had to go back and check that out. But anyway, hats off to her and to Winky Lux. Very cool. Okay, guys, there's some trouble in Ohio. A plastic surgeon lost her medical license because of her surgery live streams. Yep.
That was bound to happen, wasn't it?
I hate this. All right. So just like, here's
HIPAA's a bitch, isn't it, doctors? Like, come on, patient. Like, even if the patient consents.
You know, it's like, I feel like it's like one bad apple ruins it for the bunch. Because, you know, Jen and I, we used to like a couple years ago. We were like, oh, the dancing doctors, TikTok, Instagram doctors, like, does not mesh. And now it's like the cat's out of the bag, or like Pandora's box has been opened. And now
more idioms.
Yeah.
What else you got?
I've got a whole bag full. There's so many doctors who really use social media as a tool. This is like my own commentary. I'll tell you what happened in a second. But so many doctors use social media as a tool. So I don't want to start this story with like, and that's why TikTok is bad. That's not the point. But sometimes it feels like some people just like cannot handle it. They just don't know how to use it as a tool. And this person is one of them. So I almost like don't want to say her name, but this is all like the New York Times, because it's clearly like she says like her family has suffered so much from her poor judgment. The Ohio State Medical Board investigated this doctor Dr. Roxy is her, how she went, like, I guess on her Instagram handle and stuff, which, by the way, all this is disabled now, for live streaming operations on TikTok and surgical complications reported by patients. So long story short, she would like live stream things and like talk to the camera while she was operating. Is that not horrific? She responded to viewers' online questions while the surgical—
I assume some of these edited videos, they might also be doing a little bit of that, but at least when they're edited and it's not live, we don't need to know. Like, I know surgeons, I've watched surgeries. They have music on, they're talking to each other. There's patients that end up with a little extra, like, gauze stuck in them because somebody wasn't paying attention. Like, doctors are human, but, like, don't go and freaking live stream it unedited so we can see you not paying attention to the medical care in front of you, which is like point one of your licensing agreement with the state.
You just have to be careful. This is, she looked at the camera while engaged in liposuction on the patient's abdomen. A few days after the surgery, the patient was hospitalized and found to have perforated small bowel and soft tissue infection. And this is what the Dr. Roxy said. As I stand here today, I see how many of those videos appeared silly and unprofessional. So,
also, I know how long it is to take and film something and get a good take. If you're busy trying to sound good on camera instead of clamping off an artery, all right, that doesn't happen in liposuction, but I'm just being like dramatic here. Yeah. Okay.
Ugh. Gross. Okay. I also like this. I'm absolutely not blaming. Oh my God. I shouldn't even say that because it like puts in the idea in the mind of like our listeners that I would be blaming a patient. I'm not blaming a patient. But it's just a reminder almost. It's a reminder to myself because one time I had a poor experience with the doctor mm-hmm. and my spidey sense was off when I walked in. But I was like, no, they're a doctor. And you know what? I had a complication and I should have trusted my spidey sense.
Yeah, there's this cultural thing of like doctors as gods and we should trust them and you have to listen to them. And we've seen again and again when people run into trouble because they put too much trust in the medical professional. Trust your instincts on that.
But again, and absolutely not saying those people had a spidey sense about that lady.
No, I'm just saying. I don't think anybody thought
it was a separate comment. Okay. All right. And then finally, Jen, do you like the smell of burnt hair?
Not particularly.
Well, me neither, which I have no idea why. Elon Musk.
Oh, I saw this.
You saw this ridiculousness? Yeah. So anyway, Elon Musk has this at Boring Company. Like, I'm not even quite sure what the Boring Company is, but last September at the Boring Company, like, tweeted that they're making this fragrance called Burnt Hair, Scent for Men by Singed, coming soon from at Boring Company, the same people that sold you a flamethrower. Oh, so that's what Elon Musk tweeted. Okay, great, great, great. So the product went on sale for $100 in October and it sold out within 48 hours. Well, it's on eBay right now. I saw one for $3,400.
Is this what you want to spend your fat mascara bucks on this episode?
Absolutely not. I just felt like I needed to share that with you as a closer.
I remember reading that news and thinking like, is that actually going to come out? Not only did it come out, people bought it and now there's a resale market for it.
There's a resale market. Is that not the most ludicrous thing you've ever heard?
It is. I kind of want to know what it smells like. I mean, I know what it smells like.
You know how much Stella you could buy with that?
Did you get your bottle yet from our listener?
Not yet.
Oh, I'm so excited for you to get it.
You know how much Todd Oldham you could buy with that?
$3,400? I don't know. Yeah. Have you seen Todd Oldham on? Maybe next week you need to do a search for that and send it my way and see how much it costs.
All right. I'm still shopping. I'll bring you one next week, but I can tell you it's going to smell a lot better than burnt hair.
Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well.
How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara.
Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honey Love has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, they have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honey Love, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honey Love came along. Honey Love's superpower shorts have a 100% cotton gusset so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honey Love products make you look good and feel good. Whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence, Honey Love is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honey Love. Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Alo Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right, that's about it.
Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Alo Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. alomoves.com, code MASCARA20.
Okay, everyone, it's time to raise a wand. And I'm excited about this one because we had some very specific homework last week. And it was all about self-tanner. Now, specifically, people are asking, how do you have a self-tanner that is not going to rub off when you're washing your face? And like, I just feel like put it on and it's like, where did it go? So we have an amazing recommendation from one of our listeners, Val from New York City.
Not only just Val. Guys, it's Valerie Monroe. Former guest. That's right. Former guest on the pod. The founder of How Not to Fuck Up Your Face, the newsletter, which is amazing. Anyway, she called in because she listens to the show. And a few columns ago or a few newsletters ago, she actually talked to fellow podcaster Perry Romanowski, the cosmetic chemist behind Beauty Brains podcast, about this exact issue. So I'm going to link on our blog where we recap the episode, I'll link to her newsletter, which you should just subscribe to anyway, but I'll link to the specific newsletter where she explained this. But basically, Perry was saying, as long as you're cleansing with like an oil-based cleanser, you're not going to be unlinking the dihydroxyacetone of the DHA, which is the color. It's bonded to your skin. And he has not tested this, but he did say if you're using exfoliating acids or peels, yes, of course, then that would make the color go away. So when you're self-tanning your face, just hold off on the exfoliation stuff until you don't want to be tan anymore, or do the exfoliating and then re-tan yourself. So on that note, she shared all that in her Raise a Wand, but I'm just going to let her pick up here with her Raise a Wand for a specific brand of self-tanner.
But the main thing I wanted to tell you is that one of my readers suggested this self-tanner called Salty Face. They sell tanning drops for the face, self-tanning drops, and then a tanning foam for the body, which is, it looks liquidy in the bottle. It's a beautiful glass bottle, but it pumps out as a foam. So I tried it. I'm not a self-tanner aficionado, you know, because it always looks orange on me. This stuff is amazing. So my upper body, my arms are kind of tanned from being outside a lot, walking in the sun. And my legs had this weird tan because I wear like midi-length dresses. And so I look tan like from mid-calf down. So I tried this stuff on my legs and it looks like a real tan. It's not orangey at all. Anyway, I thought you might want to know about it. It's called Salty Face. You know I love you guys. I love what you're doing. And your beauty reporting is terrific. Bye.
Okay. Thanks to Val in New York City, which is so funny because I'm like friendly with her and here she is. I have to say, I would like to keep this going because we've been getting a lot of good recommendations for self-tanners and I want to share some more of them, but I also want to hear some more of them. Is that okay with you, Jess?
It's perfect with me.
Okay. So keep them coming, everybody. The fam wants to know, what are you self-tanning with? Call us 646-481-8182 or email us, make a little voice memo. You don't even have to put anything in the subject line. Don't worry about it. Just like forward it. I get random voice memos like with no other information all the time in the email and it's totally fine. Send that to info@fatmascara.com. Okay. I am raising a wand too. You know those products like for a season or for a couple weeks or whatever, it's like your go-to. It's all you're putting on your face. You just grab it all the time, that kind of thing. I have my summer product. I'm going to call it my July face product because when I'm doing a nothing face, I literally just do like a product with sunscreen, a skin evener, and mascara, and the eyelash curler. That's like
what's
my
nothing. What's your skin evener?
That's what I'm raising a wand to. Skin evener yes. Meaning like if it was winter, it would be a foundation. Maybe sometimes it's a tinted moisturizer. These products are so damn complicated now. Sometimes it's a serum tint with blah, blah, blah. Sometimes it's an illuminating bronzer powder cream. Sometimes it's Toti CC Plus cream, DD Plus. You know what I mean? Like the thing with color that evens out your complexion. And I love if it has sunscreen as well. The one I've been using that I really like. Are you ready for this name? Tula Radiant Skin Brightening Serum Skin
Tint. That sounds nice.
SPF. Oh, I'm still going. Hold on. There's like 12 more words. No, that's it. Radiant Skin Brightening Serum Skin Tint.
I'm on a bus.
I saw it on sale at Ulta and I was like, 28 shades. I'm definitely going to be able to find a shade in here. That's amazing. I will say, I know a lot of people have called out the Ilia Super Serum Tint, whatever you want to call it, with the sunscreen on our podcast.
One.
People love that. This is very different despite having the name Serum Skin Tint. This is much creamier. This is more like a tinted moisturizer. It has a little bit more coverage than the Ilia does. And for someone like me with dry skin, yes, even when it's sensual, the weather is sensual, my skin is still dry. You'd think when it's like humid, the dryness would go away. It doesn't. So I really like this because it's moisturizing. And it does have coverage, which is why there's so many shades, because you do have to find like almost like you're matching a foundation, right? Like even though it's a tint, as they're calling it. So I'm an 11. There's 28 shades. I'm shade 11, if you care to know. Light, medium, neutral. It's really nice. It gives great coverage, and it feels really creamy and moisturizing and comforting, which if that's not your bag in summertime, I totally get it. Go with something lighter. But if you have dry skin, this is a great product. So raise a wand.
You know what I put on my face that like might have a little too much coverage for me right now that I really like?
Tell me.
But I love it. So I want to tell you, because like I'm not about nagging products on the show. I hope you don't.
This is a winter product. We get it.
I tried the Kosas Revealer foundation.
Yes.
Beautiful foundation. But I think it's a little too much coverage for me in the summer.
Yeah, I like less coverage in the summer too.
I love the concealer.
All year round.
I'm using the year round, but I think the foundation might be too much for me.
That particular variety, because they have a couple. Save that for when you need more coverage.
Yeah.
I get it.
I know what you're saying. Like, I really do. I never used to, like, adjust my coverage for, like, the seasons. It's so funny.
Well, I was thinking about this the other day because I don't wear high heels anymore because I'm not walking into a huge fashion magazine conglomerate with, like, my fashion magazine editor face on, which also included, like, a little bit more makeup than I do these days.
I think it looks like kind of, like, too finished. Doesn't match the moment for me right now.
Yeah.
Also, like, as they say, like, when you're, like, a little bit older, I mean, unless you were talking to Christopher Buckle, love you, Christopher, but, like, when you put, the older you are, like, sometimes the less makeup you need.
I totally agree. I think it's a combination of feeling more comfortable in your own skin. There's a confidence that comes as you get older that I think I hid my skin when I was younger. And B, there's more texture.
Oh my God, I wore, like, 7 layers and then, like, a powder.
And set it with powder. Yeah. What's that about? I mean, also you can because your skin's really smooth at that point. Not like with acne and whatever. I just mean there's no wrinkles and lines. So like it looks fine. If you put that on a face with some character to it, that's how I'm going to say it, some textured character, like that don't look good. Keep it sheer.
If you see the photos, maybe I don't know. I feel like quite sensitive about sharing younger photos of myself because it feels like, I don't know. I feel very sensitive. When people put like throwback photos of themselves, like they're going out of style on the internet, to me, it's like, I don't understand that.
Oh my God. Mia Friedman from Mamma Mia just did one about the necklaces from the 2012, 2013 era. Remember those big old chunky necklaces that everybody was wearing?
The bib necklaces?
Yeah, like a huge necklace. And people were like, what is this? And she was like, oh my God, we wore them all the time back then. They were huge.
They were like breastplates. They were so heavy. And like you have like a neck ache.
I have like a silver one. Mine looked like armor almost because, you know, I had to be all like cool girl industrial about it. Like it looked like an Ismaya makeup thing something.
Yeah.
Like, it feels like a lot right now, doesn't it? If you're out there wearing your bib collar necklace, you go on. I don't want to deter you. But me personally, yeah, it was a look.
I'm talking like teenage, like to like early 20s. I'm going back like younger. Like I just feel like I wore so much makeup.
You it was your inner goth girl. You weren't a goth, but like I feel like it was part of your like music girl persona too.
Yeah, well, that's like a look.
Raise your wand.
All right, so I'm raising a wand to not a product necessarily, but a beauty moment that has shaken me to my core. Last night, I spent probably 2 hours watching and rewatching the Troye Sivan video for Rush.
Wait, this is on brand for you, a music video.
Yeah. I mean, like, this is...
Well, we were just talking about younger you. Like, you, yeah.
But I don't have to be young to watch a music video.
I know, but it was just connecting for me. Okay, go on. Troye Sivan Rush video.
It's absolutely stunning. Everything about it is great. The song's great. The quality of the whole production's great. Every element comes together. But let's talk about the beauty. Now, it's mostly guys in the video. There are some girls, but like the skin is great. The hair is great. It's so, I'm going to use another word. It's so sensual. Like the skin is so sensual.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately I was texting with my friend Adam. I was like, oh my God. And he like sent me the old ad for like Gucci Rush, like the fragrance. And I was like, clear reference, Adam. Like same page, babe. And then I like texted, DM'd the makeup artist. Of course, we had to locate the makeup artist who did it.
Yes.
Her name is Jana Kala. You're going to kill me. Kalgaheva. I'm not familiar with Jana, but I found her online and I wrote her and I was like, what did I say?
She's reading us the receipt.
Oh, I said, the makeup for Rush is insane. Love your work. She reveals that she is a Fat Mascara listener.
Jana!
First of all, you're so talented. Okay? You're so talented.
Everybody, I love that she knew who you were.
She knows who we are. She follows Fat Mascara. So she's
me too.
She knows who we are. And she reveals the routine for the guys for skin. I have to assume everybody's for skin.
Oh, tell us.
It is Weleda skin food, Weleda, and olive oil spray. to get that sexy, sultry skin. Okay. The video, first of all, the video is NSFW. Okay. So just so you know, guys, if you're at work or you're with your littles, okay, it's very sexy. But the skin is hot. You're probably not going to put olive oil on your skin, but I'm thinking you put that Weleda all over your face and all over your
body. Skin food? Is that what you said? I'm sorry.
Skin food. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it'll give you a sheen.
I would put that all over your face and all over your body if you're going out. Like, this is what we're doing, okay?
And if someone grabs you at the club, you'll just slip, like, right through, like, an oil-greased-up little piggy. Like,
sexy. Sexy. Well, Jen, you'll like this because the whole video was filmed in Berlin, and it was a whole vibe.
Maybe that's why they used Veleda. It's a German company.
Probably, and she probably got a whole bunch of it.
A tub of it to dip all the dancers and actors in.
She said, because we filmed in May, everyone was very pale after the winter. We used lots of self-tan. Ooh, I'm going to follow up with her. Which self-tanner did they use? To make it look like everyone has been in the sun for a while and used olive oil spray for a sweaty glow.
It's giving me a rush.
Mm-hmm. I asked her if Britney Spears' Slave for You was a inspo and Gucci rush. And she said it was Wolfgang. She goes, inspo contained lots of tanned and sweaty boys having fun. Wolfgang Tillman's photography, Gordon von Steiner's short film Troya, some grinder images. And yes, Britney's Slave for You was mentioned on
some point. Oh, it's Berkheim. It's giving Berkheim big time. Yes. I love it.
And was mentioned some point on set where we're sweating together with the cast. So that is the BTS of Troye Sivan's new video. Congratulations to everybody for doing such an amazing job.
I think what you meant to say was raise a wand to the whole crew.
Raise a wand? I like that. Yes.
That is the segment of the podcast we're on.
I love that.
All right. I want to go oil up and go to bed. No, maybe I won't do the, I'll save the oil.
Oil up and go out.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.